Hey everybody, it's Adam Davidson. This is Radcast number 60 on this April 1st. Here's Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. I'll read it for you. These words, by the way, refer to Jesus Christ, who is ascended to heaven after the resurrection, is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. Listen to this. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. You know, a week ago today, because today is Friday, a week ago we were observing Good Friday, the day that we celebrate and remember and mourn the crucifixion of Christ. It was somber, it was sad, it was down, it was a funeral, it was not a day of great rejoicing. That rejoicing came on Easter Sunday. And now, a week later, Friday is completely different because we who follow Jesus still celebrate the resurrection. The store has moved on from Easter. The Cadbury eggs are half price. The jelly beans are all over the floor. And the Peeps have been joyfully destroyed. However, we who follow Jesus, we keep celebrating. This is the season of Easter. It's still Easter. This is a great reminder of how great that victory is, that Jesus loves us. It's not that Jesus cleaned us up and then said, okay, I can love that. That's lovable. We are lovable to him no matter what we've done or who we are. He loves us. And the scripture reminds us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And we see his great love for us on the cross, that he died for us and he has freed us from our sins. Did you notice that his love is everlasting? It was that way, it is that way, it will be that way. But that event of his freeing us from our sins is one moment in time. It's the cross where he freed us. So not only is that event past tense, but now our sins are past tense. That's who we were. We were in shackles. We were trapped by sin, but not anymore. We are now set free. We live in the freedom of the resurrected Christ. And then, last, we see that Jesus recreates us. He gives us a completely new identity. I was a mess. I was broken. I was lost. Now, I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. Still messed up, still broken, but being shaped by Jesus to be like him. Now I have a completely new identity and a new function and purpose, that we are now servants of the Most High God. So how much does Jesus love us? He loves us enough to have loved us when we were still a mess and unlovable. He loves us. He loves you. How does he show that? By dying on the cross. He paid the price for your sin and for mine. We're set free. And not only does he die for us and rescue us from sin, he actually puts us in a rehab facility. In a way, he takes us and he rehabilitates us so that we can now serve in the company and the family trade. Jesus says, I serve my Father. That's what I do. And I want you to come to work with me and have the same job. We are now servants. The scripture calls us priests, not like the collars, but we who follow Jesus are now a kingdom of priests who minister to the Lord and serve him directly by serving the world. It's incredible. His love for us is amazing. Man, so bear this in mind today. A week after Good Friday, how good is the resurrection? So good that it completely changes who we are. There's nothing that can change a life like Jesus Christ. It's him. So live for him. That's what I'm going to try to do. Yeah, that's Radcast.